Thanks for joining us as we continue our praying through the Bible, Genesis chapter 13, verse 18. So Abram moved his tent and came and settled by the oaks of Mamre, which are at Hebron, and there he built an altar to the Lord. Wherever Abraham had a home, Abraham had an altar. An altar was a place to make sacrifices to the one true God, the God of heaven and earth. In the Old Testament, that sacrifice was an animal. Sin separated man from God. The penalty of sin demanded death. So in order for the Old Testament worshiper to gain access to God, a life had to be sacrificed in place of the worshiper, a substitute. The offering of sacrifice on the altar allowed access to God. Now remember, wherever Abram moved his tent, he built an altar to the Lord. Well, that all changed with Jesus. He became the one-time-for-all-time offering on the altar. Now, through the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, we have confidence, Hebrews tells us. We have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh. Hebrews 10, 19 and 20. And that is why we pray in Jesus' name. We have access to God only through the person and the work of Jesus. So here are your talking points today for your time with God. First, thank God for loving you so much that he sent Jesus as the perfect sacrifice for your sin to provide forgiveness and entrance into the presence of God. So just take time to thank God for Jesus. Tell him all that's on your heart. Thank him for our Lord and Savior. And then secondly, ask God to help you today to know Jesus more intimately, to love Jesus more passionately, and to follow him with your whole heart. So spend some time in prayer and keep talking with God throughout the day.